Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's good? We back live once again on Blog Talk Radio. Put them on blast radio. Y'all know how it goes. Y'all know the deal. But now, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And off top, how I do it, I'm going to let y'all know the calling number for tonight is 347-633-9265. That's 347-633-9265. If you're online listening, type in www.blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. Now, tonight's show, as everybody know, we're supposed to have Mr. D-Dub and Shadia online tonight. But there was a change of plans. Some things happened with D-Dub. It's all good. And Shadia, you know, she's going through some things, so I just want to send out a special prayer for her and all her family and everybody, for her, for a safe recovery. You know, much love from Raw Dog Music and Put Them On Blast Radio. Always, you know, you're always in our heart, and we're sending out our prayers from all the way from California. She's from Massachusetts, so it's all good. But now I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Tonight we got a special show. See what I'm saying? We made some phone calls. We pulled some strings. You know, we did what we had to do, and we got this cat, this new mainstream artist, new pop artist, Easy Elgin Zarek. I don't know if most of y'all heard of him, but you guys will. You guys need to support him. You know, he's hot. He got a new single out. I'm going to let him introduce himself in a little bit, you know. But right now, for Shadia, I'm just going to give y'all a little sample of her track as we go into this quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into Mr. EZ Elgin Zarek. But right now, here's Shadia, Falling in Love.
2010. Dear God, you know how people always say, well, certain people in my life particularly, always said that I'll never love and I'll always be lonely with 5 kids and good koozie. Wow, that's what I'm worth? I can't help my mood. Well, I'm trying. I just want to fall in love, that's all. Is that too much to ask? I'm gone.
I've been working so hard, trying to give all I can, sometimes I fall apart, but it shouldn't stop you, it's hurting my heart, for the job is shop, this is the stuff, why do you wanna keep me from falling in love? I keep thinking about how you had said, that maybe it's just sexual, you ain't ready for this, I feel like getting all put in a with some somebody love.
Okay.
back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was the homegirl, Sadaya. That's S-A-H-D-A-Y-A. Sadaya. She's from Massachusetts. And like I said, we're sending out much love and our prayers go out to her and her family. And on that note, right now, I want to introduce, wait. As far as you guys know, this show is called Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And I'm going to put myself on blast right now, you know, because I made a big mistake. Right now, you know, as some of y'all that's just tuning in, if y'all don't know who I am, I'm the host, Crazy Mo Blubino, with my co-host, Miss Timmy Simone.
What's up?
And, you know, that's what I wanted to address to everybody. And right now, I want to introduce this mainstream artist. Like I said, you know, he's a new pop artist, and he's here to introduce his new single. And, you know, it's blowing up. You guys need to support him. Welcome, Mr. EZ Elgin Zarek. Say what's up to all the Put 'Em On Blast fans.
What's good? Put 'Em On Blast. Yeah, your boy EZ in the building. What's good?
That's right. That's what's up. That's your boy EZ Elgin Zarek. And while we got you on the line, man, you know, you got much love coming all the way from Raw Dogs Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And I hope everybody out there in the world supports your new album, your new single that's out right now. You know, the album, you know, it ain't, you know how it goes. Right now you're supporting the single, and I just want everybody to support that. Go look at it on YouTube, look it up, you know what I'm saying? Click like, you know, look at it on Facebook to support it all the way. And right now I want to ask you, who is the artist? Who is EZ Elgin Zarek? Who's the man behind the music?
EZ Elgin Zarek is actually my name. Most people call me EZ for the Elgin Zarek. Appreciate, first of all, I want to say thank you to Raw Dog Music, Kimmy Simone, and Crazy Mo. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you to all the listeners that are listening in. You know, it's great to see people support independent movement, independent artists. You know, that's how we affect the world, you know, by, you know, it all starts somewhere. So I want to give Raw Dog Music, Crazy Mo, Kimmy Simone, big ups for what you guys are doing. It's a great thing. Elgin Zarek, man, I'm a regular person, dude like anybody else that has dreams and, you know, and refuse to be told no. So, you know, this song is top of the world. I've been very blessed to have a good life. And not in a boasted sense, saying top of the world, but in the sense of, you know, when you've done some good things and you have some success, you are at the top. So this song is basically saying, I'll see you at the top when y'all get there, whenever that is, and I'll be waiting for you. Holla, yeah.
That's right. That's what's up. And what made EZ help Mr. Elgin Zarek pick up a microphone and say, you know what, I want to start singing? And what made you choose to go into pop music instead of any other genre of music that's out there?
First and most importantly, I'm a producer by trade, so I produce and I manage music artists, so I've been in the music game for a long, long time. The reason why I picked up a mic is I have a message that I want to deliver to the world, so this is actually a little surprise for you guys, too. I didn't really tell you this, but y'all going to all hear it for the first time. If I say the word to you ugly, what do you think? You think of something physical, right? Something that's unappealing,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, well, yeah, something that's just real way out.
Right. So my mission is to basically use the music media, music platform, to actually send a message about this word ugly. I want to change it globally. So all of you that are out there listening, ugly no longer means what you think it means. Ugly means you gotta love yourself. Get it?
Say that.
The you is
say
for
that one
you.
More
yeah, I'm going to run it one more time. The U is for you. The G is for gotta. The L is for love. And the Y is yourself. This is the core ingredient of every human being. If you don't love yourself, you can't be a good sister, brother, co-employee, whatever you're doing in life. If you don't truly, truly love yourself, you're not there yet. So that's a message I really want to spread, but I'm going to use my gift in music, understanding what good music is. I've traveled the world. I think pop music played in so many countries, and my message is global. So therefore, I'm making global music so I can take this message globally.
That's right. That's right. Can you give your information out for people who want to get in contact with Mr. Elgin Zarek?
You can go to you can find me on Facebook. It's Elgin, spelled E-L-G-I-N, dot Zarek, Z-E-R-I-C-K, at Facebook. You can also find me at Risk, like Risk Your Life, R-I-S-K, dash, entertainment, .com. You can find me there, and, you know, we can link up from there.
That's right, that's right. And what makes you different from everybody else? Like, what makes your music different, and what makes you as a person different from the next artist that's out in the industry?
Well, clearly what makes me different is really I have a mission to spread a message, and the message is positive. The message is a global message. I think, you know, taking the word ugly and changing it. There's so many things that are going on in the world, you know, with, like, kids bullying and, you know, there's just so much negative things. And I'm a positive person. I'm all about, you know, loving humans and giving back, because I've been blessed. I want to give back. You can't just keep taking out. You got to put something back in it. So that clearly makes me different. Also, my music is just really me. It's real. If you know me, if you see my video, the reason why you laugh in certain parts of my video, it's funny, like this first video that I got out, the camera was rolling, but I didn't know the camera was rolling, so I was playing with some different props. So when you look in the middle of the video and you see me making faces and being really amplified, that's just me in my everyday life, just being silly, enjoying life. But that was captured and it was put in the video. So, you know, I'm just a, you know, just your neighborhood dude that, you know, just loves people. You give love, I give love back. That's, you know, that's what separates me. And my music is about me and what I'm actually doing in my life. So I'm just keeping it real 100 all the way through.
That's right, that's right. And on that note, before we take a quick break, we like to have all artists or anybody who call into the station. Can you give a positive message to all the young and upcoming artists or entrepreneurs coming out in the industry?
I say, first and most importantly, you have to really believe in yourself. Everything starts with a thought, and with no thought, there's no process. But you really, you know, when I say think something, have a thought, you really have to have the thought and really detail the thought, meaning if you want to build a car, what do you need to build a car? And really detail that out. When you detail that out, it comes to you. You just keep looking, you keep hustling, you keep believing in yourself, and all the parts that you need to make that dream come together will come together. So I say believe in yourself first and most importantly. Don't let anybody tell you no. And, you know, opinions, we all have them. And, you know, you have to sort through that. If somebody's giving you some advice on your music, you know, you have to decide for yourself, is it really good criticism? Does it really make or break the project? If it don't break the project and if it's something you're strong about, then keep believing it and keep pushing. Don't let nobody tell you no.
That's right, that's right. And right now, you know, I want you to introduce this song by Nolan, Devil in a Dress. I want you to let the people out there know the concept of this song, you know, just a little background on the song and, you know, like, why is it in existence?
Yeah, Nolan Rashad is my artist. He signed to Risk Entertainment. Risk Entertainment is the company. Nolan Rashad is an up-and-coming R&B artist. He's from the Bay Area, really good kid. This song, Devil in a Dress, was written by The U. They're out of Los Angeles, up-and-coming writing team, production team, very dope. And the song Devil in a Dress is basically innuendo or comparison to, like, selling your soul to the devil to get what you want. So, you know, check the song out. Devil in a Dress is coming soon. Risk Entertainment making big movement. Appreciate the support. Really, really appreciate the support, because without no you, there's no us. So all of you that are out there listening right now, I just want to say big ups, big thank you. And whatever you're working on, I'm sending positive vibes. Let's do it. Let's get it together. Independent folks, let's make it work. Let's make it happen. Nolan Rashad.
That's what's up. You heard it here first on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
I'm like something ain't right. This can't be my home, my bed, plus this girl I ain't never seen in my life. But she said, good morning, how you doing, hubby? Can she really be my wife or is she frontin'? Yeah, cause I don't even know her name. Fuck it. Did you make breakfast? She said, what kind of question? The maid ain't getting paid for nothing. What's going through your mind? Are you alright? Do you need some head or something? I told her, is this my house? She said, no, it's your mansion. Everything is yours in here for the asking. All I need is your name on the line. Your mother, sister, and your brother too. Ain't there something that you said you really want to do? And your bills ain't a nuisance, plus you put your 2 cents in on anything that you want to. So the money never stops till you're on the other side of the grave. Yeah. Party every day, still get paid. All of your friends are celebrities. Trips to Dubai sound so nice. The way you're moving too fast to me. What about my life?
Katy Perry, I think Chris Brown has made a nice comeback. I like Lil Wayne. Wow, there's so many good artists out there. I mean, I love Rihanna too. If I miss people, please don't be offended. I like all music of all genres. So you know, but those are some of my favorites.
That's right. That's right. That's what's up. Big ups to all those artists right there that's out there doing their thing. And is there any shout-outs that you want to give out right now?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out first and most importantly to God. Without God, there's no me. I definitely want to say thank you to Raw Dog Radio, Kimmy Simone, and Crazy Mo. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
put them on Blast Radio. Yes, sir. Appreciate, you know, the opportunity to talk and spread my message. Also, I want to say to the girl Shadia, if you're out there listening, I like your song, and get better, and come back to, you know, put them on Blast Radio, Raw Dog Music, and I want to hear your story and hear a little bit more about you, so I'm looking for you. But in the meantime, stand praying for you, and get better soon.
That's what's up, that's what's up. And how long have you been in the game, like doing your thing from, like, being in the industry, department?
About 16 years, but real serious for like the last 12 years.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's a long stretch, too. You've been putting in work, doing your thing. And if an artist wanted to do work with you, how much would you charge for that artist to do work with you? Or, you know, how would that work out?
Really,
Right.
I don't do any more where I've worked for hire. I pretty much just, you know, I have my own independent label. So I'm pretty much just working with artists that, you know, assigned to me. Maybe down the line, if I have an opportunity to do a collaboration with one of my artists and another artist and it makes sense, I would do that. But pretty much, you know, I'm not, you know, all the people that I work with are assigned to my company.
That's right. That's right. That's what's up. Do you think everybody should be doing music right now in the industry?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
I said, do you think everybody should be doing music in the industry right now?
When you say everybody, meaning
you know how the industry is full of artists that's flooded in the industry, mainstream and underground. And there's some people you'd be like, you shouldn't be doing it. You should be doing something else. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Right. No, I get you, man.
Like,
I'll say this. I listen to the radio sometimes, and I think, wow, you know, okay, that's where it's going. But, you know, I don't hate on nothing. So, you know, and I'm the first to say, hey, man, if you can get it in. You know, I'm with it. You know, it doesn't mean. I'm not going to hate on nobody. Your song may not be my favorite song, but I'm going to give it a listen, and I'm going to give it a try, and I'm going to try and like it, but I don't hate on nobody, man. Get it. And if you can get there, and if we don't get it, that just means I don't understand it. But there's so many people out there, man, to enjoy music and all sorts of music. Man, I think there's a fan base for everything. So even the craziest thing. So get it if you can. And, you know, if you can turn it into a career, hey, be blessed.
That's what's up. And what do you think about people doing music just for the fame instead of for the love and the meaning of the music?
I have a problem with that, you know, because I think, you know, the best music comes from people, man, that, you know, that really, really have a thirst for it. And I think that's what makes songs so brilliant. Yeah, I think some of the best songs are when people are going through things in their life, whether it's a happy time or tough time, or poor time, whatever it is that you're going through, I think if you can learn to turn that into music, it's really what you're doing is you're really releasing that tension, whatever it is, you're letting it go and you're putting it into art. And there's, you know, what's beautiful about this world is, you know, we all have so many things in common. We're all connected anyway. It don't matter where you're at on this globe, we're all connected. So one person's story could inspire another person to get through what they're getting through. They, you know, they feel like they're not the only one going through whatever it is that they're going through. So, you know, that just encourages them. So I think, you know, it's necessary to have all styles of music, you know?
That's right, that's right. And why should people even accept your music in the industry? Like, why should people even accept Elgin Zarek? Why should they take the chance to even give you that opportunity to get that fame and glory?
Well, you know, it's a free world. You don't have to, but, you know, you have to decide what kind of person you are and what you're about. And I think once you figure that out, if you know me, you know Elgin Zarek. I'm a positive person, man. I'm for everybody. I don't care what color person.
Hello? I think we lost Elgin Zarek. But we're going to get them right back, people. It's all good. It's just a little loss of cell phone communication. You know how that goes. But that's words from Elgin Zarek. You know, he just explaining, you know, why he should be in the – why should people accept him and everything. And we're going to bring him back live. We got him back live right now. Yeah, Elgin Zarek, you know, we're going to pick it up for where you was left off. We were just asking you why should people even accept you into the industry, you know, into this entertainment thing.
Right, because they got a positive message, man. I'm spreading love. I'm spreading, a message to be inspired. And, you know, we need leaders of all sorts. So, you know, and you know, through music, there's a lot of message put out there. And my message is to be positive. So I want, you know, that's what I want people to know me by, and hopefully they accept that. We all have gifts. I don't think one person is more special than the other. We just have different gifts. So, you know, if your gift is in the limelight and you can spread, you know, a worthy message, let that person in, man, and that's me, man. I'm about giving love, you know what I mean? There's enough darkness in the world. We need light, you know what I mean? Turn on the light.
That's right. Turn on the light.
Man,
it's all love, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's all love. And I want to ask you one more question. How can your music change the industry?
Well, you know, I don't expect it to change the industry, but I'm putting out good music. I think I'm very current. I'm experimental. I'm not afraid to, you know, be different or stand alone. So, you know, hopefully I'm pushing the boundaries as far as bringing new creative music. But yet I want to stay current enough that, you know, people get it, not be too far gone. Hopefully I'm accomplishing that, you know?
That's right. And, you know, like I tell everybody, I want to thank you for coming on the show, but I'm not done with you yet. I'm just letting everybody else who's online know, you know, the people that's online, we only got like 2 minutes left for you guys to hear the interview. But the people that's calling in, whoever calls in, you know, you can hear the remainder of the interview. But I want to ask you, you know, is there anybody or anything that you might want to put on blast, even if it's me as an artist, me as a person, you know, or your dog, your neighbor, your boss, you know, and so on. You know what I'm trying to get at, but, you know, anything that you may want to get off your chest. And it, like I tell people, this is not a shit start show. It's just a show so you can express yourself. It's pre-promotion to all artists or entrepreneurs, anybody doing anything. You can call me and promote yourself for free. You know, we don't charge anything, and we're giving that chance for people to do that. And if you got anything to express, you know, get it off your chest. If you got beef with somebody, get it off your chest. Both of y'all can talk about it, and hopefully at the end of the night, everybody can get along and make peace. So that way, you know, everybody can keep living, you know what I'm saying, and there don't be no drama at the end of the day. But like I
right.
said, is there anything that you might want to put on blast at this time?
Man, I ain't got nothing negative to say about nobody, but I want to say this, man. I'm going to reiterate what I said at the beginning of the interview. I got nothing but love for independent movement. So I want to, again, put them on blast, radio, Raw Dog Music, Kimmy Simone, Crazy Mo. I want to thank you guys, man. I like what you're doing. Keep doing it. And, you know, push the boundaries, man, and get the message out there. I thank you again for giving me the opportunity. Make sure you guys go check out Elgin Zarek. Go to YouTube, Elgin Zarek, Top of the World. Watch my video. It's a nice video. Hopefully you like it. To everybody that's out there that's listening, man, be encouraged, be positive, man. Believe in yourself. Don't let nobody tell you no. You know, you're as powerful as your thought. So if you can think it, dare to dream it, do it. That's what I got to say. So I'm putting everybody on blast. Believe in yourself. Let's go.
That's right. And Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say a few quick words to you, Mr. Elgin Zarek.
How you doing, Mr. EZ?
What's going on, Kimmy Simone?
Oh, man, just sitting here just excited. I was looking at the area of your video. You know what, man? I think you're very creative, and I ain't even worried about wondering if you're going to get to the top. You're already at the top as far as I'm concerned. I just want to tell you, stay active, and I'm just so excited to have you on the show tonight, and I just look forward to having you on the show in the future. And
we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. We're going to build this thing together. That's right. So I appreciate you having me here. Yes.
Okay. I
Watch
look forward
again.
To that.
Put
them
on blast radio.
Yeah.
Raw Dog Music, Kimmy Simone, Crazy Mo, getting it in, y'all.
That's
support them. Right. Support them. This is good movement. In Sacramento, keep your head up. Ain't no black cloud over you, Sacramento. The black cloud is on your own mind. Erase it. Sacramento got talented folks. I'm from Sac. Let's get it, folks. Let's get it. You feel that? You win it? Let's do it.
That's right. That's words from Mr. EZ Elgin Zarek. And right now, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight on the show. And right now, Mr. Elgin Zarek, this is an exclusive first time right here on a radio station. Put them on blast radio. I want you to get
your
top of the world to everybody out there in the world that's listening. let them know the meaning behind the song and how you came up with the topic, and let people know about being on top of the world.
Yo, check this out. Elgin Zarek, right here, exclusive. Put him on blast. Raw Dog Music. Crazy Mo. Timmy Simone. Your boy, EZ. Top of the World. Top of the World is a song about being on top of the world. Listen to the lyrics, and you'll know what I mean. I'm just, I've had some success. I'm blessed. And you know, I work hard for it, and I'm smiling. So, you know, whatever level you're on in life, I see you when you get to the top of your world, whatever that level is for you. We all got different levels. So this is my level of top of the world. Let's get it, y'all.
That's what's up. I'd like to thank Mr. Elgin Zarek for calling into the show tonight, and we're going to end this on that note. God bless everybody for calling in. Be safe. Stop the violence. No crime. You know, the crime don't pay. Everybody need to get along. And I thank everybody for calling in. Until next time, you know, God bless. Much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And here's Elgin Zarek, Top of the World.
Let yourself go and without control. Who could think of changing?